wait here. Get my water bottle. So how's everybody doing today? All right. Let's take that. Amen. Amen. Let me just set that there. Let's pray. Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness to us. Lord, your faithfulness, your love, and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. You are welcome here. You are welcome here, Holy Spirit. Touch our hearts, touch our lives. Lord, may we not leave this place without being changed. Lord, I pray for each one of these prayer requests, Lord, in these baskets, Lord. You see each and every one of them. And we thank you, Lord, that we can come boldly before you and present our needs. And Lord, you will hear and answer our prayers. So Lord, we commit these prayers to you, or these petitions to you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, for answering them in Jesus' name. And I pray for Pastor today, Lord, and for Elder Paul. Lord, that your healing touch would be upon them and you would touch them from the top of their head to the tip of their toes, Lord. Just flush them and make them whole in every way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let me just set these. Welcome, visitors. I see somebody was up here. Visitor, there you are. Well, good to have you here. Amen. How's everybody doing? Doing well? You don't sound it. Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, let's see here. Got a couple questions here. I want you to think about them. You don't have to answer them. I just want you to think about them. First one. Have you ever felt alone before? Like nobody cares? Do you ever feel like that? I have. Guilty. I don't know if it's guilty, but I have. Okay. How about you ever thought why you're here? Why are you here on earth? What purpose do I have? Is there a plan, a purpose? Is there something for me? Another question. Well, it kind of goes right along with this, but there's got to be more than just this in life. It's got to be more than this. You know, I'm sitting here, I'm spinning my wheels at work. You know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. There's got to be more than that. Another question. Why am I going through all this? Did you ever go through things? Amen. Why am I going through this? What is it? One more. Why do I feel so empty inside? Did you ever feel that? I say I have probably felt every one of them, and even at times now. Okay? It all started back. Well, there's actually only one person that can take care of this situation. When I was young, 600-700 years ago, I remember laying in bed at night, and I'd be praying. I just felt that there was something, someone, something bigger. And I said, God, you know, I still remember some of the prayer, you know. I was very thankful at the time. Thank you, Lord, for, you know, the birds, the trees, the clouds, the people, you know, the churches, the schools, and so on and so forth. But, you know, I grew up in a denominational church right here in the city, and it seemed like the pastor would get just so close and never salvation. I mean, it was like boom, 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 and that was it, you know. So there is an answer. What's that say? Period. Amen? Jesus Christ, period. So as I was growing up, it became, we went to Sunday school. My parents were pretty faithful going to church. Dad was an elder. Dad was, you know, a trustee, so on and so forth, up through. And we were always in Sunday school. But then it came to a time when we were at an age where you kind of made your own choice. You know, do I want to continue in Sunday school? Do I want to? Well, I became a Sunday school dropout. Okay? So, as time went on, even in through high school, there was something missing in my life. Something. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know. And you might have had that experience, or you might still have that experience. Something's missing here. So in high school, graduated back in 72. So we were going through the days when there was a lot of marijuana, a lot of drugs and different things going on. And it was nothing to be approached on the streets. You know, would you like to buy some? No, what are you, crazy? Stupid? I don't want any of that. Well, one day I did. And I freaked out because it was laced with stuff. And I was actually tripping. And I remember saying, I will never, ever, ever do anything stronger than marijuana. And that didn't happen either. I mean, that statement was not true. In my heart, it was. But when I joined the Navy, that's when I started getting into drugs and really into alcohol. And God was I guess, had his hand upon me even all that time. And I didn't even realize it. I look back and I see different things that have happened in my life. The near misses with death. You know, and never realized that God was there. But I was looking for something to fill that spot in my heart. Drugs, alcohol, wine, women, song, the old proverbial saying, and it didn't happen, right? But I want to go back here before I go any further with that. Jesus is the answer. Why do we have these problems? Or why do we have these situations? Any idea? No? Well, I'm glad you asked. I've heard that before. Okay. It is because sin. Amen? Sin. Back in Genesis chapter 2. I'm just going to look at Genesis 2 and 3 real quick. And Genesis chapter 2, starting at verse 15, it says, "Then the Lord God took," Genesis 2, starting at verse 15, "Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it." Okay. God had just created the heavens and the earth, all the animals, the creatures in the sea, everything. And then on the sixth day, he created man. And he gave him dominion over everything. Everything in the world. "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, 'Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you might die.'" Amen. "You shall surely die." Surely die. All right. Let's move on to chapter 3 here. And we're going to start at verse 1. And it says, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the..." Okay. First of all, there is a major battle. Major battle going on today. Not only in our lives, but in this entire country, there is a major battle to destroy this country and every country in the world. The Bible says in John 10:10, there's a thief and it's Satan. There's Satan and there's God. You might not think so, but there is Satan and there is God. Satan, his purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. And he is doing a pretty good job at destroying the family and men, women, and the lives of kids. He is doing a wonderful, I hate it. I hate every bit of it. But God, Jesus came to give us life not only life, but more abundant life. Not just mediocre. Yeah, I'm here, I'm making it, yep. No, he wants abundant life for every single one of us. You and me and everyone that names his name. Amen? God is with us. And we never, ever forget that. Never forget that. He is with us. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Amen? He is faithful. He's true. He is a covenant God. If you know him as Lord and Savior, he will stick to it to make you make it. To make you make it. And me too. Even if I prove myself unfaithful, he says, I abide faithful. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So here we are. We're in chapter 3, the serpent. The devil. What is the devil's name? What is he? He's the father of what? Lies. He is a master liar and deceiver. And that's what's happening today. I pray for people. I pray for myself. Open my eyes. That I would see the lying deceit of the enemy that's going on in this world. And that others would see the same thing. The way, the truth, and the life of Jesus Christ. Amen? John 14:6, just for a reference there. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. Okay. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Did he say, shall you touch it? He said, if you eat of it, you're going to surely die. There's the devil. Okay? That much truth, that much lie. What's that do? Makes it a lie. Oh, I only tell a little white lie now and then. Well, what's a white lie and a black lie? You know, what's a real lie and a little lie? Or a big lie and a little lie? You know? Amen? The truth. The Word of God is the truth. Amen? It says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. When you eat the Word, when you feed on the Word, that Word is going to get real and it's going to open up and things are going to happen in your and my life. Amen? And the truth, it says, you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. Amen? The word is truth. And what did Jesus say? I am the way of the truth. He is the living word. Amen? He's the truth. And he's the one that will bring and give us freedom in our lives. If we're bound up in stuff, right there, he is the answer. Nothing else. There's not one single thing that we can do to free ourselves. Amen? It's Jesus. He's the one. He says all of our righteousness is like filthy rags. Amen? Let's go a little further here. And the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die? Whoa. You shall not surely die. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. You will not surely die. What a lie. Well, you do end up knowing good and evil. And we do have a choice. Amen? To do good or to do evil. To do the right thing or the wrong thing. We have a will. We have body, soul, and spirit. We're the only creative being that has that. Amen? We can choose to do right or to do wrong. Amen? To do this, do that. Okay? I've made choices that I am not at all happy with. And the thing about choices is it not only affects you, but affects all people around you. Eventually, it's going to affect a lot of people. Okay? I know a person right now, I don't think they can discern between one lie and another. One just snowballs and snowballs and snowballs and snowballs. Okay? Okay, so let's move on here. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eye, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Everything's wrapped right up in those three. Okay? The me, myself, and I, the unholy trinity, okay, is probably your biggest enemy, my biggest enemy, because Satan always wants me, myself, and I. Oh, yeah, you can do that. Yeah. Go ahead. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt anybody. No. Well, yeah, there's a battle. Okay, that's why it says guard your heart, minds. Let this mind of Christ be in you. The only way that mind of Christ will be in you and me is in prayer. So we're going on. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. Verse 8. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. So what happened there? They ate the fruit. Their eyes were open. And there came sin. They used to walk with God in the cool of the day. This time, Adam and Eve hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. There's joy in the presence of the Lord. There's healing in the presence of the Lord. There's salvation in the presence of the Lord. There's all kinds of things that happen when Jesus shows up. But what did they do? They realized, oh man. And they hid themselves. How many times I have hid myself from the Lord? You know, behind closed doors, thinking that he might not see it. Dark place, thinking he might not see it. Well, you know, the day and night are the same with him. You know, the doors don't bother him. He can walk cares, and he cares about us. Amen. Where are you, Adam? Where are you? So he said, Adam said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. The enemy, the devil, Satan, the best thing he likes to do is throw a little fear in you. And that fear becomes more and more and more. And pretty soon you're paralyzed and you don't know what to do and you start imagining things, seeing things, doing things, you know? But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen? Power and love and of a sound mind. That fear, perfect love. Who's the perfect love? Jesus. He casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. Amen? With our relationship with him, fear there we go. All right. He hid himself naked and hid himself. And God said, he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you shall not eat? Then the man said, the woman you gave me. Or you gave to me with, or gave to be with me. She gave me. Okay. She gave me of the tree and I ate. The blame game. There's the beginning of the blame game. Oh, I didn't do that. It was that one. It was the hairy one. It was that, it was, you know. No. Take responsibility for your own problem. Amen? Realize that you've got the issue. And it's not my wife. It's not my kids. It's not this. It's not you. It's not. It's number one. Amen? The blame game. And the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. And that's exactly what he did. And that's what he wants to do to each and every one of us. And each and every person that lives. He throws that deceit and lie in there. And unless we know the truth, we're going to be sucked right into it. We're going to be sucked right into it. It is so vital to be rooted and grounded in the word. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you'll know the truth. Amen? And the truth is going to set you free. Amen? And just realizing the issue, I've got an issue. We all have issues. We all have problems. Pastor says this all the time. Please, silence your cell phone. Thank you, whoever. I thought God was calling me for a second. Anyways. So, after all this, things fell apart. The earth was cursed. People were in sin, separated. And we had a problem. Or we have a problem. 1 Corinthians 15:22 says, Paul wrote this, "For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ all shall be made alive." Amen. The gospel is the answer. The word of God is the answer. Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of God. It is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe, to the Jew first and then to the Greek or Gentiles." So everybody, it is the power. The Greek word is dunamis. You've probably heard it. And it's the same word that we get dynamite out of. Do you ever see dynamite explode at a work site or something? What do they do when they do that? I watched them build the port, or working on the port of entry up at Alexandra Bay. They're ready to blow a mountain away. They ran this big, huge rubber tarp over it. And when that thing went, it went boom, and that mat went poof, and that was it. I mean, it just went whoo. Where if that tarp wouldn't have been there, it'd have probably blown all kinds of stuff. Amen? But you know what? That power right there, it says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. It not only saves us, but it gives us every single thing we need to make it in Jesus Christ. That power is working inside of us by the power of the Holy Spirit. And He will change our lives if we look to Him and seek Him and get into His Word and pray. He will change us. He will. He will change us. He's done it for me. He's still doing it. I am by no means anywhere where I should be. But you know what? I'm a work in action, I guess, or something. I guess, you know, I'm His workmanship. He's still working on me, and He's still working on you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So what is the gospel? What is the gospel? What's that? The good news, okay? I got some good news. I just won $100. What else? Okay. Death, burial, resurrection, the word of God. Amen. The good news. Amen. Amen. The good news is Jesus Christ in His death, burial, and resurrection. John 3:16-17. "For God so loved the world." You hear people rattling that off. "Oh, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world, but to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." I can't say it as fast as these guys on TV. But, okay, so do you even know what you said? "For God so loved the world." The world. Anybody that's ever lived, that's living, or will live. God died for them, for you, for me. "For God so loved the world that He gave." Can you imagine giving your child up for somebody you don't even know. Or just giving your child up. Think of Abraham and Isaac. Huh? Abraham was ready to throw the knife. God said, stop. He provided a lamb or a ram in the thicket, in the bush. You know, he said, now I know that you're sold out to me. You wouldn't even spare your only son. You know, God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, his only son. God gave his only son for us. That whosoever, we're the whosoever church. Whosoever you are, or were, or are, or will be, whatever you've done, you're doing, or might do, God loves you and so do we. Amen? He doesn't like what you're doing. He doesn't like what I'm doing, but he loves you so much. He loves us. He hates the sin. Sin cannot stand in the sight of God. Doesn't matter whether it's or whether it's. Sin cannot stand in the sight of God. In fact, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, what was one of his last words? My God, why have you forsaken me? God turned his back on his son because at that point, I believe that's when the entire sin of the world rested on him. Mine and yours. And everybody's rested. He knew us before the world was even formed. Said it before, we are always on his mind. Always, always, always on his mind. He's always thinking of us. I know the thoughts that I have towards you, says the Lord. Jeremiah 29. Thoughts of good and not of evil. Of a future or a hope and a future. An expected end. You know? He's always thinking about us. He knew us before we were even formed in our mother's womb. And he says, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. No excuses. Don't ever put yourself down because you think I'm ugly or I'm this or I'm that. No. Lie. Lie. Lie of the enemy. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. God created us in his image and likeness. Sin has messed us up some, but we are still fearfully and wonderfully made, and God looks at us and wants us. Amen? In spite of ourselves, he loves us. In spite of what we're doing or done, he loves us and he wants us. Amen? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. That word perish. You know, one day, first of all, there's a heaven and a hell. One place or the other. Well, why would God allow somebody to go to hell? No, God doesn't allow somebody to go to hell. He doesn't want anybody to perish. It's me, myself, and I's choice. That sends us one place or the other, whether we accept God and live or reject Him and die. Amen? No, you know, well, I don't believe in God. Okay? If I don't believe in God, then why am I so concerned about God? Well, I'm an agnostic. I don't believe it. I don't think God. Well, one of these days, it says, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. We're going to stand before the Lord, and it's not going to be Laura beside me, or my kids, or Pastor Jeff. You know, it's going to be me. It's going to be me. And I'm going to give an account. And I believe there's going to be a question there. What did you do with my son, Jesus Christ? What did you do? Did you accept him or reject him? Well, you know, God, I really didn't have a chance. No excuse. There is no excuse. All creation cries out. If the rocks were, you know, if people were silent, Jesus said the rocks themselves would cry out. All creation testifies of the Lord. Well, what about the one in the real boondocks of Africa or some remote island or something? Well, you know what? There's still no excuse. When Paul came across the unknown God, he told him about Jesus. Told him about him. And what, wow. They finally knew. Their eyes were open. But you know what? Today media can go all over. Everywhere. It's good and it's horrible. Because people have everything right at the tips of these little things right here. Good and bad. And it's only one away. One thing away. You know, if you ever hit something and it says a potential bad sight, you better stay out of it. You better stay out of it. My computer tells me now and then, you know, whoa! You know, you type in something, maybe you missed a letter when you're searching or something, and it throws this thing up and says, you are, you know, this is a possible dangerous sight or something. You know, back out of it. Because you're opening yourself up for big trouble, and it's going to snowball, and it could just, well, it could make a real mess. Anyways, you got to be careful. Just I can't stress the fact that even phone calls and stuff too. Phone calls today, always trying to get you. They're looking. They ask you for your bank account or something. You, whoa. You know. They're just fishing, searching, and ready to destroy. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The next verse, 17, says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Amen. There's two different things here. The devil comes to condemn. The Holy Spirit comes to convict. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. The devil is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Amen? It's so, so, so important to know this. Amen? Romans 3:23, probably is part of what they call the Romans road to salvation. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every single one of us. Everyone. We've all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. We're all separated from God. This short of the glory. You've heard this before probably, but it's like taking a bullseye and you got a bow and arrow. You draw back and it goes, you missed the bullseye. That's the way it is, right there. Okay? Romans 6:23. These are easy to remember. There's 3:23 and 6:23. Okay? The wages of sin is death. When we have a job and we're working, we expect to get paid, right? Yeah? Amen? Yeah? No? Maybe? Okay. Yeah. We expect to get paid because we've done our work. Well, sin has wages too. For the wages of sin is death, spiritual death, physical death, separation from God. And it could be eternal separation from God. But, here we go again, but. When you hear but, or whosoever, or whatever, or something, pay attention. Something's about to happen here. But, the gift of God, the free gift of God, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Death to life. That broken bridge, that gap, right here. Here's one side, here's the other. Now what? What is it doing? There's a bridge. When he died on that cross, that bridge was built and made so that we no longer have to be on the sin and death side, but we can be on the life and more abundant life side. Amen? No longer an eternity in hell, but an eternity with Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. He has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. Every one of us. Not just pew warmers. Okay? He has a plan and a purpose for us. You and me. And everybody that names the name of the Lord. He has a plan and a purpose actually for everybody. They just need to come to him. And that's what he's saying. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and my burden is My burden is, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I think that's it. Amen? Come. Don't clean up yourself. You can't clean up yourself. I can't clean up myself. But he says, come as you are. Come as you are. Don't try to do it yourself. Been the Lone Ranger. Boy, have I screwed things up. Been the Lone Ranger. You know, I'm not, I can't do it, you know. Apart from me, you can't do a thing that's any earthly good. So he's saying, come, you know, come as you are, whatever you're going through, whatever the case might be, Jesus is ready, willing, and able to help. He's a covenant God. He's a stick-to-it God. Again, I can't get over saying that enough. He's a stick-to-it covenant God. He wants to see us make it. He is an expected end for each and every one of us. He expects us to make it. Run the race. Fight the good fight. You know? It's going to be a battle. When you ask Jesus Christ into your life, you know, it's not the tiptoe through the tulips and the bed of roses and all this kind of stuff. Be prepared because the enemy is going to come in like a roaring lion, both double barrels. You know, the double barrel shotgun, and he's going to blast the daylights out of you because you are now on the top 10 wanted post right there because he's lost. You know, it's like, you ever hear the song, he baptized Jesse Taylor at Cedar Creek last Sunday? Satan lost a good right arm, but Satan, but Jesus gained, what was it? Or Jesus? Well, anyways, Jesus won in that one. You know, Jesse Taylor was baptized, and Jesse now loved his wife, his family. He became an upstanding person in the place, and you know. He can do the same for each and every one of us. If you're struggling, if you're having issues, if you're going through things, if you want more of Jesus, he's there right up this. He hasn't moved. He hasn't moved. He's still got his hand there, and he's ready to go. And take you up and out, or to bring you to him. He is faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, if you have a problem, if you want prayer, you know, he's here. You can come forward and we'll pray and we'll believe God. He's good. He's the best. He's the best. Yeah. So, if you want prayer, you can come forward. If not, then amen. But don't miss out. All right? Don't miss out. Because God is here. God is here and He wants us. Amen. Anybody else? Everybody know Jesus? Because nobody, Bible says nobody knows the hour or the day that we're going to pass away. There's one thing that's true that we can count on, is we're all going to die one of these days. Amen? Amen. We're gonna die one of these days. And then the choice is, where are we going? Are we going to be with him, or are we going the other way? Amen. So everybody knows Jesus. Amen. 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 Well, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Sister Barb, can you come here? Yep. Amen. Maybe you can pray too for these ladies. Maybe you can pray for these ladies. Thank you, Jesus.
So, I'll pray, Heavenly Father, we thank you for Eliza. We just pray in the name of Jesus for her salvation. Do you believe that Jesus Christ died for
thank
your sins?
Thank you, Lord.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins?
Yes.
Because he loved you?
Yes.
Do you believe that he rose from the dead on the third day after he was buried?
Yes.
No. Thank you, Lord.
You believe all that? All you need to do is believe in him and call on the name of Jesus and you're saved.
Amen.
If you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you all sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord. So, Jesus, I thank you for Eliza this morning.
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you for salvation this morning. She believes in you, Lord God, and she believes that she is loved and that she died for her and that you were buried and was on the third day. I pray, Father God, that you would strengthen her, Father God, and comfort her. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that someone to disciple her, Lord God, to bring her leader away, Lord. Father, in your name of Jesus, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
A new creation in Christ.
Amen.
Literally.
Amen.
All things pass
away. A new woman.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Chasing after his own heart.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Pray for all.